Hey, welcome to another episode of Retirement Made Simple, a podcast dedicated to helping a million people retire without worry. Now, if you've been a regular listener to this podcast, you may have noticed it's been on a bit of a hiatus. I think the last time we posted anything was September of 2023. And the other thing you may have noticed if you also watch our YouTube channel is that the podcast is basically just an audio version of the YouTube channel. But a lot of people have told me I like listening while I'm driving to work in the morning, or I like listening while I'm at the gym. So I'm going to begin posting this again. The other thing that we're hoping to roll out over the next 6 months is to have a separate episode each week that will be unique as a podcast. Sometimes we'll interview people, sometimes we'll go deeper into a topic, but it won't be as much of a visual explainer. Sometimes when you're listening to this podcast, to really understand what I'm talking about, you're going to need to later go back and watch the YouTube because the explanation is very visually based. But we're also going to work on something that is more focused on audio. So we'll have two episodes a week if everything works out. We'll have a podcast episode, and then we'll also just have the audio version of the YouTube episode. So that gives you a little bit of a roadmap of where we're headed. I really appreciate all the support. And if you haven't already, if you do me a favor and just leave a review of this podcast on whatever app you're listening on, whether it be Apple Music or Spotify, that helps other people find this podcast and know that it's worth listening to. So without any further introduction, let's dive into this week's episode. I was talking to a new client a few years ago, and she said something along the lines of, I wished I'd retired earlier and worked a part-time job, something low stress where maybe I earned $20,000 a year. Which that kind of intrigued me. But then she said something else that really captured my attention. She said, if only there had been a guide to give me some instructions on what to consider when I was looking for a part-time job. And so based on that conversation, I decided to take this task upon myself. So I'm really excited about this video because I've been compiling a list of things you should consider over the past few years as you think about a part-time job. And I've been compiling a list of possible part-time jobs. I've scoured Reddit boards, I've read news articles, I've talked to clients, I've got all kinds of different resources, and I've kind of compiled all of them together. And today I'm going to go over the top 8 things you should consider when you're thinking about a part-time job. But first, my name is Kevin Lum. I'm a certified financial planner, and this channel is dedicated to helping a million people retire without worry. Now, before we dive in, I should warn you, this is not a guide to how to write a resume or how to search on job boards or anything like that. It's just things you should consider as you're looking for a part-time job, and also some potential part-time jobs that I have found that I think are really interesting. And in fact, at the end, I give some examples of part-time jobs that I thought, that's brilliant. I wished I'd thought of that on my own. And so anyway, I wanted to give you that caveat before I dived in. So first, you don't want to consider a job that is too mentally or physically exhausting, right? So on the one hand, you don't want a job where you're going to take the stress from your job home with you. You've had 30 or 40 years of working a stressful job. You want something that's both mentally engaging, but not mentally taxing. At the same time, you also don't want a physically taxing job. Maybe it can be physically engaging, so it keeps you active, moving around. You know, one person I talked to worked at a nursery, seasonally at a nursery, and they loved the fact they could be outdoors and moving around. But you don't want something to beat up your body. So I talked to one person who said, you know, I'm thinking about getting some seasonal work working as a UPS driver. My initial reaction is a terrible idea. Why? Because I've talked to people who've worked at UPS and they'll talk about how physically taxing the job is. And so you don't want something that is so mentally and physically taxing that it completely exhausts you, but yet you still want something that is mentally engaging. You don't want something that's completely mind-numbing that you dread going to. And then also, depending on your goals, you also might want something that's a bit physically invigorating. So not physically taxing. You don't want to destroy your body at the very time you're hoping to travel and hike and do all these other fun things. And then right at the start of your retirement, you blow out your knees because you're, I don't know what you're doing to blow your knees out. But whatever that thing is, make sure the job that you choose is not too mentally stressful. You want to be able to leave that stress at work, and also not too physically taxing, while at the same time not being mind-numbingly boring or something where you're completely sedentary if you want to be able to move a bit. So for example, some jobs that people have recommended to me that are more mentally engaging is one person teaches online classes at a local college. And what I really thought was interesting is he pre-records the videos and then he can upload them so he doesn't have to be any place at a particular time. And then he can log in on his schedule, log in and answer questions from students and engage on the message board. Somebody else She actually created her own online course. She had an expertise and she created an online course, you know, pre-recorded all the videos. I think she used this platform called Kajabi. She pre-recorded the videos and then she would sign in every so often and engage with the students in her course. Somebody else I talked to was a tutor, right? There's all kinds of topics that you can tutor. You can use your expertise to tutor somebody else, and they found that really rewarding. Somebody else mentioned they substitute taught and they really enjoyed it. A few other people have gone the substituting route and have found it less enjoyable. But just remember, as you're considering a job, think about, is this going to be really mentally taxing and is this going to be really physically taxing? And on the inverse side, think, is this going to be mind-numbingly boring or something where I'm completely sedentary if you want to be more physically active? So that's the first thing to think about. The second thing you want to think about is skills and experience. And there's two ways to approach this. For some of you, you might want to look for a part-time job that builds on your current skills and experience, right? So some people I know who have a background in math have become part-time bookkeepers, or maybe they do seasonal tax work, or you know, they build on their current skills. Some people go into consulting in their industry, but other people have said, actually, this is a time in life where I'm going to use this part-time job to gain new skills. A couple of my favorite examples of this are a couple of different people I've talked to who are really into wine. And so one person got a job as a pourer. I think that's the right word. I have no idea. As a pourer at a tasting room, somebody else got a job working at Total Wine and Spirits. What I found really unique about this is they used this opportunity of some part-time work. They brought in some extra income. They had some social interaction, but at the same time, they were learning a new skill. Another example of this, let's say you're interested in music and you've always wanted to learn a musical instrument. You might look at getting a part-time job at maybe your local music store or your local music conservatory. So for example, my daughter goes to a music conservatory near our house, and every time we go in there, when she goes in to take her piano lessons, there's a retiree by the front door. He's a part-time guard. There's some characters in the neighborhood. And he's a part-time greeter. Every time she goes to music class, she looks forward to seeing him. And so once I asked him, like, why do you do this job? He'd had a very successful career before. And he said, I love music. I wanted to be around music. I'm not particularly musically talented. I don't play an instrument, but I wanted to be around music. I wanted to start taking lessons of my own. And I thought, what better way than to work at a music conservatory? So you might want to think about, like, what are some skills you want to learn? And is there a way to find a part-time job adjacent to that industry? If you're into art, maybe get a part-time job at an art store. I don't know. I could go down this rabbit hole. But just kind of think about, is there a part-time job that builds upon a current skill? Or is there maybe a new skill that you want to develop that part-time job can help you either gain those skills or possibly at least put you in proximity to people who have that skill, and maybe by osmosis or just being around the energy of that particular industry, you can begin to learn and grow in that area as well. Next, you want to think about social interaction. Now, this is going to be different for different people. Some of you, you've had social interaction your whole life. You are a hermit. You're an introvert, and the last thing you want to do in retirement is be around people all the time. And so you might want to find a job where maybe you have a little less social interaction. Others of you, though, right? One of the challenges of being retired is that you miss the camaraderie and being a part of a team at work. You want to be around people. And so you might want to look for a part-time job where there's some social interaction. Maybe you get to be a part of a team. One person I talked to chose to become a barista in retirement. I was like, why did you choose to become a barista? Are you really into coffee? And he's like, no, I'm not really that into coffee, but I love getting to have conversations with people when they come into the coffee shop in the morning, right? He wanted that interaction. Somebody else I talked to chose to become a bookkeeper, a part-time bookkeeper. Interesting note on bookkeepers. I've read a statistic like 50% of bookkeeper jobs are part-time. So it could be a great job, but he chose to become a bookkeeper. And I was like, why did you choose to become a bookkeeper? He's like, well, I'm good at math and I don't have to be around people. I was like, okay, I get it. So think about, do you want social interaction? Is that something you're looking for in the job? Or do you want something where you can kind of do it on your own and you don't have to interact with other people? The next thing you want to think about is, are you doing this job solely to develop a new skill or just to keep yourself busy or because you want social interaction? Or are you doing this job because you need some financial support? And if that's you, then you want to make sure that the job you choose provides enough financial support. Now, for others of you, it might not be as much about the financial support, but about the benefits. If you're retiring early, it might be healthcare. One guy I talked to He loved being outdoors and he loved going fishing. And so he got a job at a local REI so he could get discounts and just so he could talk about fishing and being outdoors all day. He loved that job, right? And so for him, it wasn't as much about the money he earned, but he loved the discounts and just getting to be up on all the latest fishing gear and tech. And so that's something else to think about, right? Am I doing this just for money? Or am I doing this maybe for some sort of fringe benefit, right? If you're really into fitness, if you've got a part-time job at a local gym, does that give you a chance to work out? Or I don't know what it is, but just think about the financial implications. Like, is there a fringe benefit you're looking for, healthcare, or are you really interested in the paycheck? Next, you want to think about location and commute. Now, I am letting my own personal preferences spill over into this point, but I would highly recommend finding something that's close to home that doesn't require a long commute. There are just so many studies that show that long commutes have a detrimental effect on your well-being. My wife loves to drive. She cannot understand why I don't want to drive long distances. She said in her drive to work, when she used to drive to work, she's like, that was the more peaceful and relaxing moment of the day. If I have a 30-minute commute, I'm going to lose my mind. I would much rather be able to walk or to bike to work. And so one of the things you need to think about is the location of where you're going to work. Maybe you're fine with the commute, but think about, is it worth the drive? And for some of you, as you age, you may not be able to drive quite as well, or you don't want to drive at night, or whatever the thing might be. So just think about, is this a job that you could walk to or ride your bike to, or take public transportation or the bus to? Just think about, is the commute worth the job? Because that is something else. Even if you love the job, if you have a strenuous commute to and from, that may take from some of the enjoyment that you receive from the job. Next, you might want to consider, if money is not the main driver of why you're taking a part-time job, you might want to consider volunteer work. There are incredible ways that you can give back to the community and be around people and maybe engage in something you really care about. So whether that's working at a local animal shelter or volunteering at a local hospital or volunteering at the local library. Our local library has a volunteer who puts on a scavenger hunt. They create this gigantic scavenger hunt in the library. Every month, it's a new scavenger hunt, and they hide things all around the library. My daughter loves to go to the library, less about the books and more about the scavenger hunt. And so this person who volunteers their time has created so much joy for so many kids. And so if you don't need the financial benefit, then maybe consider, you know, is there a way that you could volunteer and give back? Some people have volunteered at the church. Some people volunteered full part-time jobs, you know, 20, 30 hours a week working at their local church because they wanted to give back. And so there may be some real roles that you could do on a volunteer basis at a local organization where you could get the social interaction, but you could also give back. Next, if I was going to put an asterisk by one thing that is the most important, might be this. You want a job that provides flexibility. So as you move into retirement, or if you're working a part-time job in retirement, you don't want anything that's going to tie you down or become a drudgery. You want the flexibility to do the things that you want to be able to do in retirement. So what are those things? Do you want to go visit your grandkids? Do you want to travel the world? What are the things that you want to do? Make sure that the job provides the flexibility to allow you to do those things. So for some of you, that might mean getting seasonal work or talking to the employer ahead of time and saying, hey, I just want to make sure, like, I'm going to be gone to Europe for 3 months in the summer. Is that going to be okay? So making sure that you find a job that offers you the flexibility to enjoy your retirement. Because if it's just another job, and even if you're only working 10, 15 hours a week, if you were tied down, you can't travel and do the things you dreamed of doing in retirement, it's really probably not worth whatever extra income you're making. So consider, like, does the job have flexible hours? Does it have a flexible schedule? Is it remote? Is it something you can do on your own schedule? These are some things to think about. And I would say that unless you absolutely positively have to work a job to make your retirement work, it's simply not worth taking a job that's going to tie you down, that's not going to allow you to pursue the other things that you want to do simply to have a little bit of extra income. So just think about, what are the trade-offs and how much flexibility are you going to have in your job? And finally, I've saved my favorite for last, but does this job, this part-time job, allow you to potentially explore some of your personal interests and passions? I've already touched on this a bit, right? If you're interested in music, maybe you could volunteer at a music conservatory. But this is where I've seen some of the coolest things. People in retirement have found jobs that have really allowed them to explore their personal passions. So as I already mentioned, you know, one person got to, you know, really interested in wine. And so they got a job at a tasting room in a local winery. You know, someone else worked at a music conservatory. But there have been a couple other really cool jobs that I've seen people do. One person I talked to was a porter at a car dealership. They loved cars, and they particularly loved a certain type of car. And so in retirement, they didn't even need the money, but they loved being around people, and they loved being around cars that they really liked. And a lot of car dealerships will hire someone to drive a car from one dealership to another or deliver it to a customer. And often it can be an overnight drive. Like, it's a long drive. So if you love cars and you want to be around new cars and unique cars, maybe see if you can get a job as a car porter. I think that's what it's called. I'm not even quite sure what you would call it. But see if maybe you could get a job delivering cars. But I've also talked to other retirees who've done very similar things. If you're really into music or really into sports, you can often get a job at a local stadium or a local music venue, helping usher people, help them find their seats, greeting, whatever. There's all kinds of different jobs, standing at the door, passing out programs. But it'll often allow you to get to be around music or be around sports or whatever the venue is. And you make a little extra money. So you get to pursue your passion and you get to make a bit of extra money. So think about, like, are there any fun environments you enjoy being around? Or maybe you could also get a part-time job working at that venue. So that brings us to the end of my list. In just a minute, I've got a list of some part-time jobs that people have told me that I've jotted down that I'll run over with you. But what I hope you walk away from this video remembering is that a part-time job is not just about extra income. It can provide some extra income honestly can really help strengthen your retirement plan, but it can also be a way to provide some sociability. It allows you to kind of ease your transition into retirement. You know, if you've been going to work every day and then all of a sudden to stop can be jarring for some people. So it can allow you to ease your way into retirement. But for other people, it can be a way to allow you to explore some of your interests and passions and maybe even get paid to do that thing. So here are just a few other jobs that people have that I've jotted down from people. This is fun. One person I talked to, they got a job driving the Amish. Another person got a job just doing gig work. They would drive Uber. Someone else delivered Instacart because they liked it, because it allowed them to have flexibility. One guy told me he loves listening to podcasts, and so it just gave him an ability to listen to podcasts while he drove around delivering groceries. I don't know how physically taxing that job is. Another person mentioned being a school bus driver. About 75% of school bus drivers are part-time employees. So you could think about that. Somebody else worked as a car shuttle driver like they shuttled cars from location to location for a rental car company. Somebody else worked at a funeral home as an assistant. Somebody else worked at a local garden center. Another person worked as a handyman, and they found most of their work through TaskRabbit. So I don't know if you know TaskRabbit, but it's kind of like an Uber for odd jobs. And so if you have some skills, you know, you might be able to put yourself on TaskRabbit. And often here in LA, people tend to get $50 to $75 an hour just for doing some odd jobs. And the great thing is it's a very flexible schedule. Somebody else was a seasonal housekeeper. I think I already mentioned bookkeeper. Seasonal retail, right? So stores will often kind of scale up their workforce during the holiday season. And so you might be able to get a discount on holiday gifts or gifts for yourself and also make a little extra money. And then the other one, and I just thought this last minute, but potentially work for a financial advisor. A lot of financial advisors hire part-time people. If you're watching this channel, often you are a DIYer. You love tinkering with things and you've got your spreadsheets and figuring out and thinking about investments. Maybe see if you could get a part-time job working in a financial advisor firm, because it might be a way for you to get to be around something you've always been kind of interested in and kind of get a glimpse of it from the other side. So that was just something that popped in my head. So my question for you is, what are your thoughts about working a part-time job in retirement? And then what are some of the coolest part-time jobs that you've seen? You do me a favor and leave those in the comments below so other people can see them. Maybe it's something you've done or something a friend of yours has done, just to kind of give people an idea of the type of work that you can do. And then if you think there's something I left out, something you should consider that I didn't touch on, go ahead and leave that in the comments below.
Hey, thanks for listening. And if you are looking for a financial advisor, I would be honored if you would consider working with me. You can go to foundryfinancial.org. That's foundryfinancial.org, and click the big button in the top right-hand corner that says free assessment. And that kind of gives you an overview of how the process works. So if you're looking for a financial advisor, I would love the opportunity to work with you. Thanks again for listening.